Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey everyone, I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently. Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Welcome to the INFJ Whisperer podcast, where I dissect all things INFJ. You are not alone anymore. There are others like you.
Hey guys! I hope that you guys are doing amazing wherever you are in the world. My name is Boomshika, and I welcome you to my channel. As always, I'm really grateful that you guys are listening, subscribing, commenting. I appreciate the support. And of course, if you guys want to support me further, you can do that by going to my Patreon site. The link is in the description below. And you can give me $1 a month, $5 a month, whatever you prefer. In this video, I wanted to speak to you guys about how INFJs have these tendencies. I think it's an INFJ thing because I know a bunch of my friends do that. INFJ friends do this as well. And you guys have mentioned this as well. But I think we have a tendency to create systems in order to create more efficiency in our life. Now, as you guys know, and I've done many videos on this, and I've talked about this many times before, it's the basic essence of being an INFJ that we are afraid of losing time or wasting time. We know how fragile life is. We know how precious time is. We know that we could be dead at any moment in time. There's so many different ways to die for a human being or for any being in general. There's so many systems that could just completely fail at any point in time. There's so many accidents that could happen, so many natural disasters, so many random things, right? And so life is fragile. Human beings are fragile in general. Our physical bodies are very fragile if you really think about it. And also time is limited. So even if you don't die of all of these random causes, eventually your body's going to go through wear and tear, eventually, 100, 200 years, whatever it might be. And then we're going to die. Even though there are a lot of scientists right now who are saying that the person who's going to live for 1,000 years has already been born right now in this point in time. So as time goes on, we'll be able to extend life more and more and more so, which I find fascinating. I think it's so interesting that a person can live for 1,000 years. I mean, what would they do with all that time? That would be amazing. Like, they could learn 1,000 languages, or I have no idea. But anyways, it sounds really interesting to me. So it is a possibility that right now there's a person who can live for 1,000 years. But for right now, I'm assuming that all of us are going to live for 100, 120 years. And that's also a stretch, right? Perhaps so. Some of us are not. In any case, time is fleeting and it is disappearing as we speak. You know, tick, 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 ticking away. And so that means that we have a limited amount of time. And I know I just spent a lot of time thinking about this stuff. I know it's a weird thing to think about, but we do think about death a lot. We think about time a lot. And it's really important to us to conserve the time we have. So I want to spend my time doing exactly what I want to do with it. I don't want to waste it on nonsense. I don't want to waste it on nonsensical events or people or situations. I don't want to waste it on drama. I definitely don't want to waste it on drama or gossip. I don't want to waste it doing things I really don't care about. So I want to spend time doing things I really like. Which means that as an INFJ, as I said, we're always thinking about systems. We're always thinking about all these weird things we can do in order to save, conserve time, and also use it more efficiently. Okay, I'll give you a quick example. The reason this came up for me as an example or as a video is I messaged a friend of mine about, you know, how I've been applying to Introvert Dear, and you know, I've shared an article from them that, or article that I wrote for them on the community. And so I've been trying to write more articles for them because I think it's a great way to get at a different subsection of viewers. So people can come and, you know, it's been great. People have been coming, new people have been coming in and listening to my content on the INFJ Whisperer podcast and on the YouTube channel, etc. So I just wanted to get at a new subsection of viewers. It's great that you guys are here and I love you all, but I thought this would be an interesting way to bring in new people so more people can hear the content or listen to it or watch it. And so I've been applying to them. But what I've been doing is I have a kind of a system. So what I do is that I've been numbering the articles I've been sending to them, right? So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, etc. And so they don't let you know when they reject an article. They only let you know when they accept it. So if it's rejected, I have no idea if it's been rejected, right? I want to know when I've been rejected because then I know, okay, these articles are no good and this topic is no good and I'm not going to write on that kind of stuff anymore, right? It's good information for me. I want to be accepted more often than not. And so I numbered it 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, as I said, and 1 and 2 were accepted and then 6 was accepted, right? So obviously my system tells me that 3, 4, 5 were rejected, right? Good, great, perfect. Now I know. I looked at the article names. I was like, all right, I'm not going to do those articles anymore. I'm glad I know these are the topics that they're not interested in, perhaps, or I didn't write them perfectly, etc. So I was able to get a lot of knowledge from that, right? And so I told her about this. She's an INFJ as well. She's like, did you do this deliberately? Like, did you actually do this? I'm like, yeah, I actually was like, I want to know. And they're not going to tell me they reject an article. So I want to know if I'm rejected. So this is the best way for me to figure it out without going back and saying, okay, which article? What was it? What was the name of the article? All that. It's so confusing. I'd rather just number them. Numbers are easy. And so she's like, this is a great system and I love your brain for this, right? And I thought it was really weird because this was very automatic for me, right? It was pretty much automatic that I was like, all right, I'm going to do it this way. I didn't even think about it twice. I thought about it for a couple of seconds. I was like, I want a system that I can use in order to know when I'm rejected. Weird, I know, but that creates a system for me in my head, and instantaneously I knew I had to number them. I had to number the articles. This is what I did from the beginning, right? But just to use this as an example, this is typically how an INFJ's brain works when they're creating systems, right? And now I'm saying this as a pretty much healthy INFJ, I think healthy INFJ, right? Because a lot of INFJs can spend a lot of their time in despair and sadness and misery, and a lot of you guys probably do because you're still dealing with figuring out who you are and all that. So I think these systems come up usually after we've gone through the phase of hating ourselves and then loving ourselves and then going through all that. And then we have the brain space after that to think about creating systems, right? Creating all these things that make our life more efficient. A very simple example of this is getting your bills paid automatically. So paying your cell phone bill automatically from your credit card, or paying your mortgage automatically, or your property taxes, or any kind of bill, you know, paying it automatically, paying your credit cards automatically from your bank account. Now, I have all the systems set up, especially because I travel a lot. It means that I don't normally want to be sitting down and doing this in a random country with a random internet connection. I do want to connect to my bank account in an airport in Bahrain. I don't know what the situation is like over there, what the security is like. I don't want to do that, right? And so I've set up all these systems. Very simple system, but automatic payment. So useful. I'm not thinking about, oh my God, did I pay that bill already? Or, oh my God, was that bill, like, am I late? And things like that. I'm not wasting my brain space thinking about all these nonsensical things when I could be thinking about the bigger questions. Who am I? What am I doing here on this planet? What's my purpose? How can I make a bigger impact? Things like that, right? And so that's all what it's about. I think systems are brilliant, and I'm always creating a system, right? I'm always, always thinking about how to create a system in order to make my life easier. The way I do these videos, I create a system. And so I'm able to do a video every single day. I made it very easy for me. I don't do the most perfect video. I don't have the best lighting, I don't think. Although I like the lighting for myself. I think I look cool. I'm just kidding. I like the lighting. I like the way I do it. But it's very, very minimal work, right? I do it that way because if I have to do too much, I won't do the videos. It'll be too much work for me and I'll avoid doing them. Right? So I made it so easy for myself. I created a system, made it easy so that I can do a video every single day without even worrying about it too much, without thinking, oh my God, I gotta sit down, I gotta do this. No, I just do them. It's easy. I know it's gonna be easy. I've created a system. I have a bunch of software that I use, and I have a bunch of systems that I use in order to make it easier for me, and boom, it's done, right? Same thing with anything else I do, with the writing that I do every single day, or cleaning. You know, I think I have a system for cleaning as well. I pick up everything and I put it away as soon as I use it. If I get up and I go to the kitchen, I always take something with me. If I get up and go to the bedroom, I always take something with me to move things around, like a head, like an elastic band or a piece of paper. I'll never leave something for later. I'll clean it up right away. Same thing with dishes. You know, I won't leave them. I only have a couple of dishes a day anyways. And I get a cleaner once a week or twice a week, sorry, once every 2 weeks, so that she comes in and cleans the major stuff, right? And so that's a system again. That's again a system for me to save time. So while she's cleaning, I'm working, I'm writing articles, or I'm creating videos, things like that. Efficient, very efficient, right? And again, my room is always clean because I'm never moving things around and making it messy. So I don't ever have a thing where I'm like, all right, I gotta sit down and I gotta take 15 minutes or 20 minutes or half an hour and clean, things like that. Oh my God, etc. Another thing is like laundry. Laundry is a big thing here, and you actually give your laundry to a person that is gonna come, like you give it outside to someone and then they wash it and then you come pick it up, etc. So I thought it was such an inefficient system. Sounds like such a waste of my time. And so I chose an apartment with a washing machine in it. Very rare in Thailand. But it was one of my things. When I was going to get an apartment, I wanted a washing machine so I could just do it myself. I didn't have to waste my time going somewhere, getting it washed, going to pick it up, blah, 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 right? So again, systems. Systems are very important for INFJs. And this is how we save our time. And I'm sure inadvertently, unintentionally, unconsciously, you guys already have a lot of systems. Now, I've thought about the systems because I consciously think about them because I know I want to make my life more efficient. Because I want to do more with my life. I want to build more projects and I want to do more and things like that. But a lot of you guys are probably already doing a lot of systems without even thinking about it. You know, you probably have a system for how you do your work, or you probably have a system for how you commute to work, or you probably have a system on how you take care of your kids, or what kind of food you eat. You know, you might eat the same thing every day, or you might eat the same breakfast every day to make it more efficient. I do that. I eat the same meals every single day to make it more efficient. So I'm not thinking about it. I'm not worrying about it. Unless I go out for a meal with a friend, then of course I'll explore and be adventurous. But typically on my own, I eat the same thing every day. I eat the same place. I go to the same place for breakfast every day. She's not open Sundays, so I do something else on Sundays. But I eat the same thing for breakfast every day, and I eat the same thing for lunch and the same thing for dinner, and the people know me and I go to the same places and I don't worry myself because I don't have to think about it. So then it's more efficient for me and I can spend my time thinking about something else. You probably heard about Mark Zuckerberg and people like that, you know, like they don't think about clothing. They'll wear the same thing every single day. So they have like 10 black t-shirts and 5 jeans in their closet, and they just wear the same thing every day. So that means that their brain power is conserved. They can think about other things rather than wasting their time thinking about what they're going to wear, right? And so systems, that is extremely important to an INFJ. And I'd love to hear some of the systems you guys have in your own lives. I'm sure now you're probably thinking about, oh, what kind of systems do I have, if you haven't consciously thought about it already. All right, I hope this makes sense. I love systems, as you can tell. It's like such a good topic. I love it, love it, love it. So do share your systems with me. I'm always learning. I'm wanting to learn more systems and use more systems in my life. And of course, if you guys like this video or like me or like my channel in general, please support me on Patreon. The link is in the description below. And I shall see you guys the next time around. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening. If you want to put a face to the voice, you can check out my YouTube channel, Boom Shaka. Bye for now.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.